All right, National Championship Edition of Who's Talking. Unfortunately, we're not playing tonight. But anyway, we do have Chris Horn, our friend from the Sabre, with a little recruiting news and anything else that Chris wants to add. Chris, before I ask you the basketball questions, Frank has a football question or two.
Sounds good.
Chris, you ready?
Yes, always ready.
All right. All right, Virginia loses two linebackers, Landon Word and Matt Terrell. What linebackers is Virginia recruiting now to fill the void besides Javar Garrett, who committed over the weekend?
Right. Well, as far as the immediately next season, hopefully a healthy Malcolm Cook can help solve some of that next year, because he was looking pretty good last season before an illness kept him sidelined. But so hopefully he can stay healthy and have the type of year that they were expecting him to have last year. But as far as immediately coming in this class, Zane Zandier, who's a prospect who signed with UVA this past February, so he'll be a incoming first year, so he'll be there this summer. He's a guy with a lot of potential. Kind of reminds me of Zach Bradshaw coming out of high school. Has pretty good size, 6'2", 220 pounds or so. Could play, I think, outside or inside linebacker. So he's certainly a guy that I think is going to get a look. And then, you mentioned Javar Garrett, who just committed. Another versatile guy, and it's kind of a thing that that Coach Mendenhall seems to like. He likes versatile players on his defense. So it's a good pickup with Javar Garrett as a linebacker guy who can play some safety, but probably going to be a linebacker at Virginia, I would imagine, assuming he keeps growing, but another versatile guy. And there's some other guys. Case Gatlin is an outside linebacker out of Florida who really had a great visit to UVA earlier this year, and hopes to come up for a spring practice. And just based on my conversations with him, he's a kid who could be a commitment for the Hoos if this next visit goes well also. So he's another 6'4", 215-pound pound type. So just a few names there, but, certainly, as far as immediately, again, hoping Malcolm Cook can be healthy and maybe C.J. Stalker, Javonte Simmons, some of those other guys can step up as well.
It's about time for Simmons. I've been hearing about Simmons for years. All right. UVA has offered the following through various research I've done. Caleb Smith, who's from Patrick Henry High School, runs a 4.5 40 and allegedly has a vertical leap of 41.5 inches, 6'3", 190, and he's related to a former U of R football player. Tell me about Caleb Smith.
Right, out of you mentioned, out of Patrick Henry, just took a visit to UVA. Kind of another, as I mentioned, kind of a theme to me, and watched Coach Mendenhall recruit defensive players, players in general. He likes versatility, and this is another kid who has some good size. I think could play multiple positions, and obviously, kind of starting to get some more of those in-state kids. I think would be important too, especially in the Richmond area. Chris Collins is another kid in the Richmond area who Virginia is very high on, out of Benedictine. I actually have an article coming out on him on the Sabre tonight, and he appears to be a top target of UVA's. He's about 6'5", 215 pounds, or 220 pounds, has 14 scholarship offers, and UVA was the second to offer, and he's going to visit there for the third time, I think, for a spring practice here pretty soon. So I think that gives an indication that he is interested in UVA, and UVA sees him as like an outside linebacker slash a possible defensive end type, kind of similar to Matt Terrell as well. So definitely a couple of Richmond area kids I think UVA is pretty high on at this point.
All right, offensive line, and you're gonna get this question from me, not only now but until we finally get them. But I understand that in recent days, weeks, Virginia has offered Nick Carey, a 6'7", 290-pound kid from Detroit, Michigan; Blake Anderson, a 6'5", 310 player from Cummings, Georgia; and there's a Florida offensive lineman, I couldn't find his name; and then there's Will Lawrence from Memphis, Tennessee, another offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. How's Virginia look with those four kids, and what's the name of this kid in Florida?
Well, as far as the kids that you mentioned, I think UVA just in general is offering a ton of offensive linemen, kind of similar to last year. It's a big need. They signed five players in last year's class. In addition, they have 3 grad transfers.
Oh, you know, somebody just texted into me. This is interesting. David Thompson had a 46-inch vertical leap.
Did we lose Chris? All of a sudden, I'm not hearing him. So
I think we did lose him.
We may have lost the phone connection. I'm sure he'll call right back.
Yeah, there have been gremlins in the phone system.
We've had this problem
a
few times here. You know, it's not like we're not paying our portion of the bill.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, we were talking about these players. Some other players Virginia has offered. A kid named Nader Thompson is an athlete, 5'10", 165, from Spring Hope, North Carolina. He's a NC State commit who now all of a sudden Duke, Virginia Tech, and UVA are offering. So
Chris is back.
All right, Chris is back. So go back to those offensive linemen, Chris. Fill us in.
Yeah, well, I think UVA, I mean, it's a big need, just like last year's class. Expect UVA to try to sign another five recruit class, in addition to possibly looking into some more grad transfers as well next year. As you know, they're bringing in 3 grad transfers this summer in addition to 5 offensive line recruits. So that's going to be the same. So some of the names you mentioned are some top targets, certainly, but there's definitely a lot of competition. But, you know, when you have a need, I think that's, you know, that definitely you have an opening for playing time. So that's certainly appealing to a lot of recruits, I think. But James Collins is kind of one to watch, I think, at Oscar Smith in Chesapeake. 6'5", 295 pounds, as being a potential guy who could commit early to UVA and be one of the first offensive line recruits on the board. So, you know, they're kind of definitely spreading the wealth and getting out there and offering a ton of guys. And as you mentioned, Carey has been to UVA at least once, I know, for a junior day in March. So he's another guy that seems to be, pretty high on Virginia as well early on. So, but there's going to be definitely a lot of offers. It's definitely a big-time important position in this year's class, just like last year.
All right, skill guys. I see where they obviously Wyatt Rector, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's recovering from an ACL surgery. He had very impressive stats as a sophomore. So it almost seems to me that Bronco has taken a flyer on this kid and hoping that he'll rebound and have a great senior year. And then Virginia looks great. The question I have is, here's 3 skill guys. Nader Thompson, 5'10", 165, Spring Hope, North Carolina, apparently committed early to NC State. But right. now all of a sudden, UVA, Duke, and VPI have made offers, so something must be going on there. Here's the craziest name I've heard in a long time. Wubi Theorc, 5'10", 165, from Naples, Florida, Arizona, Cincinnati, Iowa State, Purdue, and South Florida have already offered. Is this guy a world beater with a strange name, or is he just a strange name? And people said, what the heck, we need a Wubi on our team.
Well, the name definitely grabs your attention initially, that's for sure. But you mentioned kind of going back to Thompson and, mm-hmm. and some of these other guys. I know Coach Mendenhall mentioned on signing day this year, in this year's class, that he really wanted another receiver to bring on board, and I think that obviously remains true, especially with Donnie Dowling entering his final year at UVA. So UVA is definitely in the market for some playmakers, and those are a few guys that you mentioned outside the state. Definitely, it seems like they're looking for kind of slot type receiver type guys, like real speedy guys, kind of like Alameda, Zacchaeus types. But they've also offered some big receivers, such as Brian Cobb out of Northern Virginia, who's a guy that Virginia was the first, I believe, to offer him the scholarship, 6'3 prospect, who has visited UVA a couple times. So they're in the market for both. I think they definitely want some speed, but they definitely, do like big receivers, and, Cobb's kind of one of those guys. And those other guys you mentioned, kind of speedy types who can line up in the slot as well as out wide. So they're kind of looking for definitely some more playmakers at the receiver position.
All right. Haba has chomped at the bit to talk basketball. I want you to tell me what you know about Armando Bacot.
Oh, I know he just picked up an offer from Kansas out of Trinity. He's a big man out of Trinity Episcopal, class of 2019. UVA is definitely hot on him. I know he has a lot of respect for UVA. In fact, when I spoke with him, he mentioned he kind of compared UVA to the San Antonio Spurs just in terms of being organization and They run the system. They run a set system that they good team basketball and everything like that. So that's definitely a pretty big compliment. I definitely raised my eyebrows when I heard that as well. But you know, UVA is going to be as I mentioned, Kansas is in there now with an offer. So he's a kid, is cream of the crop. 6'9". 250 pounds or so, I think.
And growing.
So big kid. Duke, I think, would be a serious player. You mentioned Jahlil Okafor is a player that he liked a lot, and kind of that he kind of patterns his game maybe a little bit after, just in terms of having that post presence. So, but UVA is definitely in there. But definitely a lot of competition for that young man. Definitely a very good-looking prospect.
You know, prior to 2019, all of a sudden, Chris, Virginia has four scholarships available immediately, mm-hmm. and they have two seniors next year. So they've got six scholarships to play with if nobody else leaves between this year and next year. Is there anybody out there on the horizon that could come in as a grad transfer and provide some immediate help?
Well, that's the big question, and most times I think this Virginia staff does a pretty good job of they don't really tip their hand as to who they're looking at. I know there have been a few regular transfers that they've kind of been mentioned with as far as guys who are post guys, which would make sense with Wilkins being a senior this coming year. You could bring in an experienced guy coming in the following year in 2018, 2019. But, definitely some immediate needs would be another ball handler, a guy who can break down the defense in the backcourt. I think they're looking at all options. I haven't seen a lot of grad transfer mentions, though, with UVA. So at this point, I'm guessing maybe the regular transfer route or even the high school seniors that they're looking at, maybe to fill like another, as I mentioned, another ball handler, backcourt guy, or some post depth. But, we'll see. It's still got a few weeks to play out here, but those are kind of the top needs. And, but as of now, as far as looking towards next season and adding new guys, it's kind of not much concrete out there as far as who they're definitely targeting.
Do you get a sense that some of these transfers may have caught them by surprise? In other words, were they sort of planning for some additional vacancies, or this was news?
No, I don't think it's obviously when you get, Shayok was a little bit of a surprise, but then I don't think the staff was necessarily surprised. And I think this day and age, I think it's tough to be surprised given the amount of transfers that happen year in, year out. But obviously with Mariel Shayok going to be a senior next year, that was a little bit of a surprise. But then, he and Darius Thompson, they both kind of had mixed minutes. And looking towards next year, unless there was some clear separation, you wonder if that was going to be an issue again next season. And then you add DeAndre Hunter into the mix. So, really, kind of in hindsight, I don't know if it's that big of a surprise. Certainly Jared Reuter is not a big surprise, I don't think. But as far as filling those needs, they definitely, Thompson especially would have been that ball handler, maybe guy who can get to the basket and help out that way. And he would have gotten, I would assume, more minutes next year. So that is definitely more of a need now immediately than it was.
All right, Chris, as always, we appreciate your contributions, both football and basketball recruiting, and we'll look forward to catching up with you certainly early next fall.
Or possibly late April or late May.
That's right, in one of our bonus shows. But anyway, thanks for your time, and we will talk soon. All right, Chris Horn.
All right, we at this point, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break, but stay with us. We've got UVA head tennis coach Brian Boland coming on after the break. Stay with us.